Ow! Too tight! It's called a tie, not a choke.
I'm almost done. Quit whining.
Is this an assassination attempt? Because if this is an assassination attempt, I'm legally allowed to defend myself. Hi-ya!
Oh my god, don't karate chop me in the throat, you jerk! Now I'm actually going to kill you.
I knew it. Help! Help! I fear for my life!
Stop squirming! My hair's caught in your tie! Ow! Ow! You're yanking! Stop yanking, Rye!
Hey, what the hell's going on in here? You two wrestling? That what you're doing? I love wrestling. I'll wrestle anyone. My brothers, my kids, my priest. I'm just kidding. I don't wrestle with my priest. Just other people's priests. Anyway, you mind if I join in? No, Mark.
No, babe.
That's Captain Mark to you. And Captain Babe to you. Show some respect. Ugh, gross.
Damn it, Rye, your tie's all messed up now. Let me fix it.
No, I hate this stupid thing. Why can't I just wear a bolo tie like I always do? You know they're my thing.
Because we aren't going to the $2 margarita night at Margaritaville. This is the grand opening of the Amelia Earhart wing of JFK International Airport. It's very prestigious.
Yeah, I heard the president and the vice president are gonna be there. And Captain America too. Get it? Yeah, I know he's gonna be there. Because I'm Captain America. So I know where I'm gonna be. It's funny.
Yeah, Mark, so funny.
Well, why do I have to go to the grand opening of the Amelia Earhart wing of JFK with you and Mark? Why can't the two of us just go together as friends, like closeted kids at prom?
Because Mark was invited too. We got an invite and so did he. Besides, this is a good place to hard launch our relationship.
Yeah, and I'm gonna hard launch myself into the sun.
Why are you being such a grump?
Because I don't want to be a third wheel the entire night.
You could have brought someone! The invitation had a plus one on it!
Oh, please, who was I gonna bring? Squawg?
Oh no, he isn't coming. He and Tracy are traveling the globe trying to find the best place for their wedding. I thought you were hooking up with the guy who lived a few floors down. Why didn't you invite him?
We aren't talking to each other anymore.
What? I thought things were going well.
They were.
So what happened?
Well, you know how I gave him a key to our place so I didn't have to walk all the way to the door every time he came over?
I remember. Still think that's a safety issue, by the way.
Whatever. Well, a few nights ago, he decided to surprise me in my room at like 3 a.m., and I didn't know he was coming.
Oh, and he saw you drooling in your sleep? Oh, I'm sorry, Arai.
No, it was worse than that. He walked in right when I was hunched over digging out an ingrown toenail.
What?
Yeah, he heard me call my toe a stubborn little minx, and apparently that gave him the ick. And I guess when I heard him at the door and turned my head, I resembled Smeagol from Lord of the Rings, who he has an irrational fear of, so he ran screaming from the house.
Oh, that's what that was? I thought Mudslide and Snowball were having night terrors again.
Yeah, so that bridge is burned.
Well, why didn't you ask Josh to come?
What? Josh? Why would I ask Josh?
Because you like him and are always saying how you want to spend more time with him outside of work. Plus, you know how much he loves airplanes and history and Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah, she's on the guest list.
We don't even know if Josh likes guys, and I am not making that mistake for a 34th time.
I just said he loves Olivia Rodrigo.
That's not substantial enough evidence. I'm a detective. I need something more concrete than that.
Well, then try hanging out with him outside of work, or even talking to him at work. All you do when he's there is throw body parts at him and ask him to identify them. And it's not even a difficult game. You always throw penises.
Okay, one time I threw testicles.
Whatever. If you don't want to be a third wheel of these things anymore, you need to do something about it. And lock your door before you dig out your ingrown toenails next time.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hey, you three! Welcome on in! Can I take your coats?
Madam Vice President? Why are you taking coats?
Oh, I can't help but help out. I'm a mom. A mamala.
Oh, thank you.
You're the Vice President? Yeah. Yeah, I think I heard about you. You see any terrorists recently? Let me know. I'll kill them for you. Kill them dead. God, I love killing terrorists.
Me too. That's why I went into politics. I guess you could call me Captain Comerica.
Well, if it isn't my favorite granddaughter. So good to see you, Maisie.
Oh, is he talking to me? No, I'm not your granddaughter, Mr. President. I'm Detective Peyton from Spitz.
Spitz? Oh, right. You're the celebrity detective agency, right. How's your boss, Erlenmeyer, doing? God, what a great guy. I still remember when he found out who killed Natalie Wood. That was a great investigation.
Who the fuck is Erlenmeyer?
I think he was in charge of Spitz before Squawgalotch.
Wait. Spitz existed before Squawgalotch? His name is in the acronym.
Don't turn into the continuity police on me now. I'm sure he'll have some sort of convoluted explanation for us someday.
Okay. Anyway, Mr. Biden, it is an honor to meet you. May I just say, from the bottom of my heart, cancel student loans.
What was that? You'll have to speak up. I'm old as dirt.
And I didn't hear you over the sound of my own laughter. I said cancel student loans. Please. Oh, I got it now. He wants some more Kamula from the government, Joe.
I guess we'll never know what the young lady said. Anyway, where's Captain America?
You need me, sir? I'll do anything for you. Absolutely anything. You're my third favorite white guy. Yeah? Did you know that? Right after Jesus and Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, I'm having a big problem with
terrorists. Terrorists? Oh boy, please let me kill some terrorists. I haven't killed any terrorists since January 7th.
Terrible lime deposits in my bathroom tile. I need someone with big strong muscles to scrub it out. You're the man for the job.
Yeah, no, I'll do that, sir. I'll do anything. Let me grab my girl. We can discuss cleaning options. Yo, Peyton, come on. We're saving the White House bathroom tile.
Oh, coming.
No, Peyton, don't leave me.
Why did I come here alone?
I'm alone, too. Maybe we can be alone together. Misery loves company, after all.
Who? Oh. Olivia Rodrigo? Wow, I'm a big fan.
Ugh. Are you? Damn it. Every guy I like is gay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, but we can still hang out.
Whatever.
Hey, you two. What are we talking about? TikTok? Fortnite? Black Lives Matter? I'm telling you, the only Fortnite that I care about is how long you still have to register to vote. Get it? Because a Fortnite is 2 weeks? Anyway, have you kids ever heard of a game called Among Us?
Yeah, I'm gonna go vape in the bathroom. Please don't follow me.
I didn't know you vaped.
I don't. I just always have a vape with me and carry it into the bathroom. I'm too scared to actually do it.
And I'm gonna go see if they have any shrimp cocktail. Doug says that's the only cocktail I'm allowed to have tonight. Toodles! And I'm alone again. God, I hate this stupid event. Who invites the president to the unveiling of a new wing of an airport? I didn't even spell Earhart correctly.
And that's where you're wrong, Sonny. It's Earhart, with an E-A-R followed by an H-R-T. That's how my dad has spelled it, and so that's how I spell it, too.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize there would be super fans here to correct my mistakes.
Never fear, we all make mistakes. It's how we correct those mistakes that really matters.
Right. Thanks.
How do you do? My name's Amelia, but I suppose you already know that, seeing as they named the airport after me. Quite the honor, really, though I'm not sure why it's been proffered to me.
Look, I get that you got hired to come here and be an Amelia Earhart impersonator, but you really don't need to be so over the top around me.
Impersonator? No, afraid you got it all wrong. Last time I was checked, I was 100% authentically me.
Whatever. I'm gonna go see how drunk I can get in the next 20 minutes.
Mind if I join you? I don't imbibe, but I do have a few questions, like, what kind of newfangled airplanes they have in this airport?
Whatever.
Ugh, there you are, Rye. I've been looking all over for you.
Finally get tired of Mr. America and his rocks.
God, you're still whining about that. Get over it. It's not like you're hanging out by yourself. You're here with Amy Adams.
That's not Amy Adams.
Hi, I'm Amelia Earhart, and may I just say how thrilling it is to have another strong female pilot here tonight. I'm not a pilot. Oh, yeah? My apologies. Rye said here that you were flighty, so I just assumed you were a sky jockey like me.
Damn it, Amelia. I thought that was going to stay between us.
Okay. Are you done being childish? Olivia's about to give a speech.
Olivia Rodrigo is giving a speech?
Ugh, God, no. Olivia Wilde is giving a speech. She's probably going to remind us to vote and talk about the importance of democracy for 20 minutes, but it'll be rude if we stay at the bar with Amelia Earhart impersonator while it's happening.
She's not an impersonator, apparently.
What? He's right. As I told him, I'm Amelia Earhart through and through, the one and only.
Yeah, I don't know. She's method or something. Who cares? Let's just go hear this speech.
I think Joe Biden's gonna cut a ribbon, too.
They're gonna let him use giant scissors? Why even bother with Secret Service if you're just gonna let the man you're protecting endanger himself?
Hey, I found you. Finally. I've been looking for you for like, what was it like? Let me check my watch. It was like 2 minutes. It's a long time, but I found you. I'm really good at finding people. I love hide and seek. I always play with my kids. They never hide good enough, little idiots. Anyway, they're gonna do some talking soon, so I came to find you. I know you like that stuff. Talking and women talking.
Aw, Marky Mark, that's so sweet.
Oh my god.
Ladies, gentlemen, and non-binary people, may I have your attention, please?
Here we go.
Thank you all so much for joining us tonight at this historical grand opening of the Amelia Earhart Wing of JFK International Airport. Finally, us girls can have an airport named after one of us, even if it is just a section. It's the small victories like this that remind me to keep fighting, keep voting, keep making my voice heard. I want to take this time to express my gratitude to you, the soldiers of democracy, who are doing everything in their power to keep evil at bay. Without you, many women who aren't rich and white like me would lose their voices and be overcome with tyranny. That's why it is our job to recognize our privilege and use it at the voting booth and beyond. You know, there can be 100 people in the room, and if 99 of them are women and the other votes, then that's all you really need. Speaking of rooms, this room we are standing in today is so much more than a Delta Sky Lounge. It is the first of many small victories leading towards women liberation, which must happen. People of color also need liberation, by the way. We need to take our masters, grab them by the collars, and shout in their faces that we are no longer going to tolerate their oppressive attitudes. Women are the future and the past, and we are the present, and we will be the future. So buckle in, because the future is female, and democracy is woman, and voting is important. And thank you, Amelia Earhart, for your dedication to feminism.
Wow. That was... certainly a speech.
She didn't even really say anything. She just used as many buzzwords as she could and quoted Lady Gaga for some reason.
She seemed to have some ideas that she started to talk about, but then she got distracted reminding us to vote.
Yeah, it's a chop.
Oh my god, who is that coming from behind Olivia Wilde with a metal folding chair? It's me, Donald Trump, the president.
Oh god, who invited him?
Shut the hell up, Peyton. You're being a bitch. I was in the neighborhood, and I saw that they were having a ceremony for a woman, and the president was invited, and I was like, that's weird, I'm the president, but I'm not there. Then I heard Olivia Wilde flop with her speech, and don't even try to argue, Olivia, you're a worse speech giver than you are a director. So now, I have to come here and try to save the party with my lovable personality and social awareness. Please let the record show that there are very few people here. I'd say between 13 and 18 people. Unlike my presidential inauguration, which had over 1 million people and even a camel.
This is a private event. It's not open to the public.
Peyton, I swear to God, if you interrupt me again, I will punch you in the uterus. That's right. Donald Trump knows what the uterus is. Who said feminist? I heard someone in the crowd say feminist. Anyone want to fess up? No? Well, that's your loss. Anyway, I'm not surprised that no one is here. No one wants to hear Kamala Harris laugh for 3 hours. She is the worst. I haven't heard a worse laugh since I hosted SNL. There was a woman sitting in the front row who said I was the funniest host there's ever been. She was cracking up the entire time. Unfortunately, she had a horrible laugh. Sounded like someone threw a horse in the river. And before you ask, yes, she was fat. What was I saying? Oh, right, lady pilots. I gotta be honest, I've never let a woman fly one of my private jets. I don't trust them. But the ladies in the pilot costumes in porn are absolutely tremendous. There could be 100 people on a plane, and 99 of them can be women. But as long as one is a man, that plane will land safely.
Why is everyone quoting Lady Gaga today? Maybe if we boo him, he'll get off the stage. Boo! 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 Ow! Oh my god, he just threw a stapler at me.
I warned you 2 times to behave yourself, Peyton. You deserve that. You're a very nasty woman. Very, very nasty. Everyone here agrees with me. And I want that stapler back. It's my official stapler that I use to staple presidential documents. And I will charge you $6,000 if you don't give it back. I'll end my speech by saying that I am obviously a better president than Joe Biden. When I was in the White House, we didn't have lame lady pilot parties. We had parties with football players and chicken McNuggets. Joe has Olivia Rodriguez. I had an American singer-songwriter at my party. His name was Blake Shelton. Anyone remember him? He's dead now. Another thing that's Joe's fault. He was alive when I was president. Oh, look, the lights went out. Probably Sleepy Joe's nap time. Not me, I don't go to bed until 9:30. Oh, now the lights are back on. You can see Olivia Wilde is dead. What a shame. Just kidding. Who cares? Not me, Donald Trump. In conclusion, I am a feminist, and this was the best speech ever given. Goodbye.
Wait, what? What does he mean Olivia Wilde is dead? Is he just trying to distract us to get away? Oh, great. Damn it. She's actually dead. Why does this keep happening? Rye, who are you calling?
Shh. Hang on. Hi, Squawg. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we are. Yeah, he's here. Yes. Yeah, there was. Yeah. Uh-huh. Can you just say it? Okay. Yeah. No, wait, 1 second. I'm gonna put you on speaker. Okay, and go. All scenarios depicted in this podcast are entirely fictional. The use of all celebrity likenesses are purely for comedic use. No celebrities were harmed in the making of this podcast. Thank you. All right, everyone, stay calm and stay where you are. Unsurprisingly, a night that was supposed to be simple and easy has been ruined by a celebrity murder. So now we have to solve it.
I don't think you can tell me what to do. I'm a senator.
You're the president, Joe, remember? We did it, Joe. You're gonna be the president of the United States.
Of course I remember. Where's that Olivia Rodrigo? I need to go sniff her head.
Yeah. Why do I have to listen to you two? I'm Captain America. The Captain America. I do what I want. No. I do what America needs.
Both of you, calm down. One of you is a murderer, and we're gonna find out who. So the more you cooperate, the quicker we can finish up.
Yeah, and they just brought out the appetizers, so you know dinner's soon.
He's right. Look at those mini hot dogs. They're delicious. What do you call them? Pigs in a blanket, is it? Well, that surely is a knee slapper.
Detectives, quick question. Are we gonna arrest whoever killed Olivia Wilde?
No, we don't arrest anyone. We're not cops.
Well, I am. Would you mind if I arrest them? I just love arresting people so much. I haven't arrested anyone since I saw that White House intern jaywalking and decided to take matters into my own hands.
Sure. But let's not get too ahead of ourselves. We still need to catch the killer before we can arrest them.
A killer? Where? Secret Service! There's a killer!
No. Nope, no. No need for Secret Service. We have it covered, thank you.
Where the hell was the Secret Service when the lights first went out? We could have avoided this entire investigation if they were better at protecting people.
Yeah, I told them they could go on break. Said I could protect the president and VP myself. With my shield. And my muscles. And my rocks.
Is that why you didn't do anything when Donald Trump threw a stapler at me?
I was protecting the president, babe. You think you're more important than the president? That's kind of fucked up, babe.
Whatever, Mark. Rye, let's go make sure everyone is here for interrogations.
Are you sure? You don't want to stay and argue a little bit longer? Maybe break up? Something like that?
Don't be ridiculous. I just don't want to talk to him right now. We have a job to do.
Thank God there was a murder. If I had to keep being the third wheel all night, you were going to be investigating my death.
Where did you say Olivia was?
Dead on the floor?
Olivia Rodrigo, not Wilde.
Oh, sorry. This is confusing. Thank God it was one of the two Olivias that died.
And not the one we have tour tickets to.
Yeah. Anyway, she's vaping in the bathroom.
Okay. Let's go ask her some questions while she's alone.
You want me to go in the women's bathroom?
Yeah. Who cares? Celebrity murders are more important than gender politics.
Okay, but if Kamala walks in there, I'm pretending you kidnapped me. She barely has a grasp on pronouns. I am not going to introduce her to the performativity of binary gender and how it correlates to which bathroom we're assigned to use.
Calm down, Judith Butler. It's just a bathroom interrogation.
Olivia, are you in here?
Finally, I knew you'd come to your senses and join me in here. Do you mind if we ask you a few questions? Ugh, I should have guessed you were probably with that blonde girl. If you're gonna ask how I got out of my Disney contract, I told the Somali pirates I paid to overthrow the Disney CEO's yacht and use my contract as a bargaining tool that I wouldn't talk about them until I write my memoir.
No. We meant about what happened outside at the event.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why Joe Biden likes me so much. He says my scent keeps him young or something. I don't know. No, not that. Although, we will keep that in mind. Have you seriously been in here the entire time?
You have no clue about what's going on out there?
I don't know, it's a bunch of old people talking about old people stuff and really convincing Amelia Earhart impersonator. What exactly am I missing?
The murder of Olivia Wilde.
Oh shit, for real? Who did it?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out. We thought we'd come talk to you while you were alone.
You think I did it? Wow. I thought you guys weren't like that. I thought you were anti the man. Guess not.
Have you really been in here the entire night?
Yeah. What? Why are you guys staring at me? Huh? Sorry. People usually explain themselves more when we're questioning them. We don't usually get one-word answers.
Would you have any reason to want Olivia Wilde dead?
I don't know. She's, like, never been in a good movie, but she doesn't really deserve to die for that, does she?
Well...
No, she does not. Will you please just come find us if you remember anything that might help?
Yeah, and come out of the bathroom and join the others. It's kind of weird how much time you're spending in here.
Yeah, whatever. Wait, how did she die?
Oh, that's easy. She,
We forgot to check how she died again, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did.
Is Josh here?
Did you call him?
Why would I call him? You're the one that's in love with him.
Okay. I am not in love with him, and... Even if I was, that doesn't mean I'm the one who has to call him, you know? This is work, not my personal life. Unlike someone in the bathroom, I don't bring my boyfriend to crime scenes.
It wasn't a crime scene when we were invited. And we were invited, all three of us.
Okay, well, Josh wasn't, and I thought it would be inappropriate to have a first date during a murder investigation.
Aw, good for you. It wasn't a murder investigation when we got... You know what? Who cares? Let's just go look at the body and see if we can figure it out ourselves. Pardon me, detectives. If you two are done bickering like old ladies in the bathroom, I have some interesting news that you might like to hear.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, it seems that Miss Wilde was poisoned. That's how she died.
Wait, poisoned? Oh, okay, so we just need to figure out what she ate or drank, and that can hopefully lead us to the killer.
Fred Nades. You see, that's a bump rap, it is. Miss Wilde wasn't poisoned with no food or drink. It was a poison gas that did her in. I know it sounds a little cockeyed, but it's the truth, honest. Poison gas? How could one person in a crowd be poisoned with gas and everyone else around her not be affected? Couldn't tell ya. All of this newfangled technology is gobbledygook to me. I'll just figure I'll tell you what I know.
Wait, how do you know this?
Oh, applesauce. You probably thought it was me who did the Dolly Inn, but I promise it wasn't me. It couldn't be me. See, I learned all of this in flight school. I had to train in medicine in case of an emergency on board. I've seen what bad air can do to the lungs, and her lungs are looking awful screwed up. Yeah, that's what the real Amelia Earhart would say, but how do you know this stuff? Oh, you must be busting my chops, detective. I'm as real as they come. Amelia Mary Earhart, first female to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, I guess all that medical training didn't help with the coconut crabs, did it?
Oh, what was that, Ace?
Nothing. It was dumb.
No. I'd really like to hear it.
Okay. I said all your medical training didn't help with the coconut crabs. You know, because Amelia Earhart's plane went down while she was trying to fly around the world, and everyone thinks she got eaten by coconut crabs.
And that's why no one ever found her body.
Whatever, you're right. It wasn't funny. Let's just move on.
No fooling? You're being honest?
Yeah? How do you not know this? It's like one of the biggest mysteries to ever go unsolved. We learn about it in like elementary school.
She's in character, obviously. The real Amelia Earhart wouldn't know that either, because it's all speculation from after she died.
I hate method actors. Like, just be normal.
Well, if you gumshoes are done grilling me, I'm gonna go take a moment to myself.
Oh, wait, but we still have some questions about where you were when the murder happened and if you had a motive.
I just need a quick breather, honest. You can talk to me later. Why don't you try chatting up with the geezer and his giggly sidekick? Goodbye now.
Okay, we'll find you later, so don't go far.
Seriously, who is that actress? You sure it isn't Amy Adams?
Pretty sure. Her accent is totally different.
Who then? Sadie Sink?
No, she isn't old enough to play Amelia Earhart. You don't think it's Meryl, do you?
No, Rye, I don't think Meryl Streep is playing Amelia Earhart. She would have broken when she saw us.
I'm just saying, she can play any role.
I don't know. We can probably get her to break eventually. Are we gonna believe this theory about the poison gas?
I'm not calling Josh and making him come all the way down here, so yeah, I believe her.
So, we're looking for some sort of personal device that can deliver a puff of poison gas to one person. Like a poison inhaler of some sort.
Well, Joe Biden is older than a great white shark, so he probably has an inhaler. Let's go ask him.
Are great white sharks notoriously old or something?
Well, they've existed on this earth for longer than trees, so.
You are so weird.
Wait, you don't think Emma Stone is playing Amelia Earhart, do you?
No. What? No, that's crazy. It can't be her. She didn't even giggle.
Oh, you're right. Phew! Whoa, 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 whoa! You can't just approach the president and vice president like that. We're in a crisis. State your name and business.
Mark, it's me.
Yeah. I don't know anyone named me. So I'm going to ask you again. State your name and business.
Detective Peyton solving a murder.
And what about the funny looking one? What does he want? Wait, am I the funny looking one? There better be someone standing behind me. Nah, I'm talking to you. Speak up, Frodo. The hell do you want? Frodo? I'm taller than you. By like a lot.
Detective Rye also solving a murder. Now can you let us through? We need to talk to Joe and Kamala.
Yeah. I'll allow it. But no funny business, you hear? I hate funny business. I'm not in the funny business. That's why I only ever do comedy movies that aren't funny. What kind of boyfriend doesn't let his own girlfriend interrogate the president and vice president to solve a murder?
He's good at his job, okay? I like men who are good at their job. Maybe you should try it sometime.
Okay, I am good at my job. So good, in fact, that I think it needs to be asked if Mark killed Olivia Wilde. She probably sneezed next to him and he thought she was unleashing a bioweapon.
Focus on Joe and Kamala right now. We need to see if one of them has an inhaler filled with poison or something.
These murders get stupider every time.
Well, hey, have you two seen Olivia Rodrigo? My knees are getting stiff, so I need a sniff.
And I need a gin martini, but you don't see me complaining.
Right. We're going to ask you some questions, if that's all right.
Yeah, it is. Don't worry. You're fine. Do what you gotta do. I'll stop you if you go too far.
Okay. So I guess the first question is, why did you ask Olivia Wilde to do the opening speech? She's so annoying.
Was so annoying.
Well, investigating her murder has been a pain in the ass, so I'm gonna say she's still so annoying.
Why did we ask her? Oh, that's easy. Joe here forgot that he already asked Olivia Rodrigo to come, and so he asked Olivia Wilde to come too. He loves the name. Isn't that right, Joe?
Wilde, Rodrigo, Newton-John, Coleman. I'd have them all here if I could.
Okay, but why have her give the speech?
I forgot to write one, so I asked her to go up instead. Told her it was me passing the ceremonial torch to her. I knew she probably had some nonsense, but could babble on about.
Nonsense? She was talking about voting in the next presidential election, so like, you know.
What do you mean next? I'm already the president.
Anyway, Olivia was a dear friend of ours, and you know what I always say. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Isn't that right?
Did you know that Donald Trump was going to show up?
Whoa, 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 whoa. We didn't say you could talk about him. Mr. Biden, are you okay talking about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump's punk ass doesn't scare me on the debate court, and he certainly doesn't scare me now.
The debate court? You know, we really never know where Donald is or where he's gonna be. We've tried several times to slip a tracker into one of his meals, but he just goes to the bathroom so much they won't stay active for more than 2 hours at a time.
Yeah. I remember when I was 77, still had regular bowel movements. That jerk loves to show off. Speaking of which, Captain America, can you go get me a glass of water and a jug of butterscotch pudding? I need to take my meds.
You sure?
You want me to leave you alone with these two shady detectives? I can't protect you if I got my arms full of pudding. First rule of Captain America. You let me know now if you're sure. You want me to immobilize them first? Before I leave? I can do it. Paralyze them from the neck down. Then they're no threat to you.
Mark, please do not paralyze us from the neck down.
You know, speaking of medicine, actually, do either one of you use an inhaler?
Inhaler? I barely know her.
Oh, that was a good one, Joe. No, I don't use an inhaler. My lungs are so powerful from all the laughing I do, so there's no need for one.
I don't think I need an inhaler. Kamala, do I use an inhaler?
No, Joe. For the last time, you're on amoxicillin, desimextrose, and steftalene, goritozin, pill for elderzine, corytorizorisilico, and Tums.
Jesus Christ, and you run our country? What do all those meds do?
Nothing. I just made them all up.
Okay, but no inhaler?
No. The only medications in our med bag is the pharmaceutical concoction that Kamala is on that gives her signature aloofness.
It's true. I'm not me without three different anti-anxiety medications chased with a mixture of Red Bull and red wine. I guess I love the color red so much you should call me Kamula.
You already used that joke.
No, the first time it was a play on the word moolah, like money. This time I was using the word moo, like a cow, because bulls always go after the color red. A bull is a male cow. Okay.
Yeah, I know that. Couldn't you have said carminula? Like carmine, the shade of red?
Or camarunula? I know they don't flow as well, but they make more sense with the jokes, you know? Okay, well, we can't all be RuPaul and effortlessly add our name into words and make them into puns. Screw you guys, where are my anxiety pills? God damn it, Olivia Wilde took my last one. Who's laughing now? Still me, but I am not happy.
Wait, why did Olivia Wilde take one of your anxiety pills?
Something about stage fright. Right before her speech, she ran to the bathroom and came out looking terrible. Kamala here offered her an anxiety pill. She accepted. I told her a sniff of Olivia Rodrigo's head always keeps my nerves. But she said she couldn't find her.
We couldn't find her? Olivia was in the bathroom the entire time. She's actually still in there now, I think.
Do you think she was lying? Do you think she poisoned Olivia Wilde when the lights went out and then snuck back to the bathroom before they turned on?
The bathroom is all the way across the room from where the stage is set up. There's no way Olivia Rodrigo made it all the way across the room, poisoned Olivia Wilde, and made it back to the bathroom where the lights were off.
Yeah, I guess you're right. She doesn't seem very athletic. And I don't think she has any kind of poison spraying device on her.
Hey, I got the pudding. You guys talking about Olivia, right?
You have to be more specific.
The girl, Olivia, from the party who went to the bathroom.
Yep. Not narrowing down anything there.
Yeah, well, after she went to the bathroom, she left and seemed a little guilty or something. I said, hold on, Mark. Ask yourself, why do people leave the bathroom feeling guilty? She either took a really stinky shit, or she was doing tiger cocaine. We all know that girls don't poop. So I went in there to see if there was a tiger. There wasn't. But that other girl, Olivia, she was in there.
Wait. So, Olivia Wilde lied about Olivia Rodrigo being in the bathroom? Why would she do that?
Her nerves were all bunched up. I'm sure she just misunderstood the question.
To be honest, having two Olivias has really got me quite confused, and I'm not suffering from stage fright and in need of a come down.
Wait, that's it. Rye, how do people our age usually cope when they're feeling stressed out?
Well, I usually lay down in the bathtub and listen to Bonnie Raitt until the world feels small again.
Okay, no. How do normal people our age usually cope?
I don't know. Smoke?
Exactly. And Olivia Wilde couldn't smoke in an airport bathroom, so she must have hit Olivia's vape.
You think Olivia Rodrigo's vape was poisoned? That doesn't make any sense.
Damn it, you're right. If Olivia Rodrigo's vape was poisoned, then she would be dead too. But she isn't. Just Olivia Wilde is.
Except earlier today, Olivia Rodrigo told me she doesn't actually smoke her vape because she's too afraid of ruining her vocal cords. So she just keeps it with her and pretends to smoke in the bathroom.
Which must be how she poisoned Olivia Wilde and not herself. Ryo, we have to go to the bathroom now!
Oh, those pigs in a blanket running right through you too?
What? No, we need to go confront Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh. Ooh, boy! Kamala gonna arrest someone today, yeah! Kamala gonna arrest someone today, yeah!
Okay, Rai, follow my lead.
You got it, boss.
Olivia! Hey! Oh, hey, how's it going out there? Ugh, it's so stressful, right, Rai?
Yeah, so damn stressful. We honestly came in here because we need a break.
Break from what? You guys do this all the time, don't you?
Well, yeah, but like, that doesn't mean it gets any easier. Plus, this group of people is impossible. You should try getting Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and a mentally insane person who has convinced herself she's Amelia Earhart to confess to anything.
If we're being honest, the stress of the job has made me and Rye turn to smoking.
Well, Peyton does it for the stress. I do it because I want that hole in my neck that makes you talk like a robot.
Ugh, I feel you. It's so hard being a 20-year-old pop sensation who only likes feminine boys. Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, I left my vape at home, and you can't exactly smoke a cigarette at the airport. So, I was hoping that I could hit your vape.
Me too. Need to keep my lungs nice and smoky. And I'm just here because I have to pee. You kids keep smoking, though. I'll be in this stall trying to get my handcuffs out of my bra for no reason.
you guys want to hit my vape? Are you sure? I don't think you like the flavor. Really, what flavor is it? The label says it's Rock Out Roar and Watermelon Rapids Electric Raspberry Supreme Kiwi Twist.
Oh my god, that's my favorite flavor.
Hmm. You know, it doesn't really smell like Rock Out Roar and Watermelon Rapids Electric Strawberry Supreme Kiwi Twist in here, which is weird if you've been smoking in here all night.
Yeah, I only smell Supreme Kiwi Twist.
Well, I've been blowing all the smoke down the drain. It's like the vintage way to smoke, you know?
Yeah, that's how my mom had to smoke when she was pregnant with me, so the guards wouldn't catch her smoking in her cell.
Anyway, I really need a hit. Mind handing it over? Sure. Here you go. Thanks, you're a lifesaver. I can't wait to get a nice full cloud of smoke in my lungs.
Ugh! Love having smoke in my lungs. Makes me feel alive.
Detective Peyton, wait. Something wrong? It's just, I'm feeling like a little under the weather. I wouldn't want to get you sick.
Oh, don't worry. We've swam in the Hudson River, so we aren't afraid of regular germs anymore.
Yeah, it's not a problem. I'll just wipe the end off with my sleeve, and now there's no reason for me to not take a hit of your vape. Here I go. No, stop!
Liv, baby, it's really okay. A little germs won't kill her.
Yeah, but the poison I put in the vape might. What? You poisoned the vape? You don't need to keep pretending you didn't know. I know you did.
Good. Now that our little charade is over, I would also like to say that my mother did not smoke while pregnant with me, nor was she in prison during said pregnancy. Alaska doesn't have prisons. Living there is punishment enough.
So you killed Olivia Wilde with a poison vape? Yes.
That's all I need to hear. Olivia Rodrigo, you are under arrest for the murder of Olivia Jane Cockburn. You have the right to remain silent, scumbag. Anything you say can and will be used against you. You are going to jail, bitch.
I don't think those are the Miranda rights.
Who the fuck is Olivia Jane Cockburn?
Oh, that's Olivia Wilde's real name.
It is? Are we sure she didn't commit suicide? I would've.
Why did you do it, Olivia?
Yeah, you better have a good explanation for Olivia on Olivia crime.
I mean, do I really have to explain myself? She was insufferable, wildly out of touch, and desperately trying to remain relevant. Someone had to do something about her before she ran for public office, or worse, made another movie. I did it for you, for me, and for Jason Sudeikis. Jason Sudeikis? I don't like how she treated him, and I love him. I had to do it for him. We're gonna be together. Forever. Forever.
Oh, he's gay.
What? No, he isn't.
Yeah, I know, but it would be so funny if he was.
Wait. If you poisoned Olivia Wilde before she even gave her speech, why did the lights go out during Trump's speech?
Oh, that was probably my bad. I tried to plug my cell phone into a power strip that already had the popcorn machine and the light-up sign for the Chili's to go plugged into it. I might have caused a little kapower surge. That name pun didn't even make sense.
Doesn't really matter, Rye. Just take her away, Kamala.
Oh, with pleasure.
Mr. Biden, I don't think it's very smart of you to stand right in front of the door. It swings out, you know.
Yeah. You're gonna get hurt by that door. And then you know what I'm gonna have to do? I'm gonna have to kill that door. I don't wanna do that. I love doors. Love what they do.
Shh. Shh. I'm trying to hear what they're saying.
Why don't you go inside? You can hear better.
That's the woman's restroom. I can't go in there. Republicans would be up in arms.
Just be careful, Mr. Biden. Wouldn't want you taking a tumble and hurting your hip.
I'll be fine. Don't worry. By the way, you really should get an award for your portrayal of Amelia Earhart. It's truly amazing. Oh, the voice is getting louder. I think they're getting close. Whoa!
Joe, what are you doing in front of the door?
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon, Olivia. I didn't see you there.
Damn it!
What?
Kamala don't get to arrest anyone today. Sad face. I'm so funny. I can't stay sad.
What do you mean you can't arrest anyone? Olivia Rodrigo confessed to killing Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, but she just got a presidential pardon.
She did?
No. Joe Biden was just saying pardon because he was in the way. He didn't pardon her for murder.
Oh, no. It still counts. Damn it. I can't believe this is happening again.
This has happened before? How are you allowed to run this country?
So, I'm free to go?
I guess so.
No, what? Mark, can you do anything?
No. My hands are tied. I'm sorry, sweetie. I stand by the president's word. It's what makes me so American.
So she just gets to get away with murder?
Yeah, that's how presidential pardon works. Nobody look them up and double check that, though.
What the fuck?
At least we'll get a third album now.
Yeah, I guess so. Let's just go home. Yeah, you heard the man. Everybody pack it up. Airport's closed. No flights. You don't gotta go, but you can't stay here. You don't gotta go home, I mean. Sorry. Words aren't my thing. Throwing rocks is. I'm Captain America, not Captain Words. Amelia? Or whoever you are? What are you still doing here?
Why? I'm not quite sure how to get home. Do you want us to call you an Uber? Our Uber score is really low, which is why we're still here, but I'm sure we can find one for you eventually.
Or you can share one with us. Do you live in this city, or...?
No, I'm from Kansas.
No, not where Amelia Earhart is from. Where are you from? Where's your house?
You can drop the Amelia Earhart act, you know. The party's over. What's this everyone saying about me and act? I'm a woman of many talents, but unfortunately acting is not one of them. Sorry to disappoint, but I'm being 100% myself.
Oh, God, what the hell? Did you hit your head or something, lady?
You are not Amelia Earhart. She's dead. Now, can we please help you get home?
Hi. I think we might be able to help with that.
Paul Rudd? What are you doing here?
Yeah, I mean, I get being fashionably late to a party, but geez, man.
Yeah, hi, guys. Yeah, ugh. We should talk.
Jennifer Aniston, what the hell is going on?
This is getting weird.
You know, why don't we all just sit down and talk things out? Look at us. Who would have thought we'd be here? Not me.
Yeah, Paul, honey, yeah. Why don't you get Amelia home real quick and, I'll get started. Yeah.
Okay, but don't get to the fun part without me.
What? Get started? The fun part? Right, I think this is a sex thing.
I am okay with that.
Oh, yeah, no, hon. Ugh, no, it isn't a sex thing. You see, you two, well, yeah, you fucked up.
To be continued.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Celebrity Whodunit. Don't forget that episodes premiere bi-weekly, and be sure to follow us on TikTok and Instagram @CelebrityWhodunitPod.